I didn't expect my meal to deliver itself. What is such a delicious morsel such as yourself doing out here? Tell me, are you shivering from the cold, or are you scared? Do you perhaps feel frozen? You are coming with me. You seem to bend to the will of a stronger being fairly easily. That will serve you well. Sit down. Good boy. All right, tell me, what monster am I? You don't know? All right. What if I show you these? Only one monster can have fangs like these. I love the fear in your eyes. You know what I feed on. You know what your fate is. I'm now going to examine your body. I don't want to risk getting a disease or being killed by some concealed religious object. In fact, if you have a single item on you, you better take it out now and cast it away, or I will make sure your final moments are the most agonizing moments in your life. Relax, I was joking. You don't seem like the type of person who would come here to kill me. And besides, you're the first person I've seen out here in years. The worst I would have to do is re-educate you slightly. Did you think I was going to kill you? Do you take me for a fool? It would be so much more efficient for me to keep you. What I keep you as is up to you. If you misbehave, I will take your mind until I know you can think for yourself without being bad. But if you behave, I can make you feel so much pleasure. All you have to do is be a good submissive boy for me. Now, let's get these clothes off. Don't get any ideas, pet. I'm not doing anything with you until I know you're mine. However, that process is not without its pleasures. Your shivers, they are from the cold. I can't have my pet getting sick. Let me just wrap this blanket around you. There. You look confused. Surely you know that monsters never harm humans without a good reason. This is just a game. Something that monsters like me say. It makes the truth feel so much better. I couldn't scare a poor little human who just wanted shelter from the raging storm. Let me just start making you mine. It's not the same process as a normal monster, but it still feels good. I'll just unwrap this blanket enough for me to slip inside. Don't worry, you won't turn into a vampire. There's other ways to increase your lifespan without forcing you to suffer. I have to lean down a little. Ironic considering you seem tall for a human. All right, tilt your head up slightly. Just relax. It'll only be a pinch. Then you'll feel amazing. You might lose consciousness, though. This will happen a few times. When I can feed on you without you losing consciousness, that means you're mine. Here we go. It's okay. Just allow the pleasure to overtake you. Allow the warmth to seep through your body. That should be enough for our first time. He passed out. At least the bite mark is already closing up. I wonder what his response was to the aphrodisiac in my saliva. He's leaking. Not a bad response for his first bite. I'll get some clothes for you. Good boy. Oh, you're awake. You slept for an entire day. Although I can't say I'm surprised. You had quite the day, didn't you? No, don't get up. I took a lot from you. Normally I wouldn't take as much as I did, but you're the first human I've actually bitten. You weren't in any danger. Vampires evolved through demonic energy and magic to automatically unlatch from the victim if we are too caught up. The only reason why you aren't feeling sick is because I'm close to you, and my aura is helping your body function as if it had almost all of its blood. If you move too quickly, you would probably feel dizzy for a few seconds until the aura adapts to the sudden shift. It would be like standing up too fast, very suddenly, and feeling lightheaded, but much, much worse. How about this? You seem very on edge about this. Let me help you. That's it. Just lean on me. I know you feel weak, dear. Just rest your head on my shoulder. That's a good boy. I'll take good care of you. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. I'll just gently kiss you. Don't tense up. I won't bite your neck until you're ready. And even then, it's better to not tense up. Didn't it feel good when I bit you? That's good. I know that your mind and body is afraid of the experience, but I assure you that you'll come to love it. I will go at the pace you set. Other vampires wouldn't care about a lesser creature as much as I do, but it's because that you're still human that I care for you so much. Your kind scare and break so easily. I don't want you to feel forced. I know what it's like to be forced down and thrown into a dark world. I wasn't always a vampire. I didn't always live alone out here. But that's a story for another time. You seem tired, dear. I'll lie you back down. Sweet dreams, dear.
You'll probably lose consciousness again. But your blood will replenish itself faster this time.
We will share this bonding experience once more before we are officially husband and wife. When I bite you for the fourth time, you will be able to remain conscious as your body is able to adapt to the loss of blood fast enough to keep up with me. I can feel your breathing quicken. You don't know why you're panicking? I know the feeling. Just close your eyes and rest your head on my shoulder. It will be hard for me to bite you like that. But if it helps you stay calm, it will be worth it. That's it, dear. Oh, he already lost consciousness. Oh well. Let's just see how well you're adapting. You're a lot harder than last time, dear. A lot more pre-cum, too. Next time you might even come without me having to touch you. As much as I like the sight, it's best to keep you covered. I'll lay you back down, dear. Only a few more days. A few more nights. Good morning, dear. You did, but don't worry about it. I never expected you to remain conscious in the first place, remember? Besides, you're cute when you're asleep. You just nuzzled up close to me whenever I lied down. Well, vampires aren't known for their warmth, so I'm not surprised that you were surprised at how my skin felt. It's kind of a long and rather uncomfortable story. At the end of the day, I'm happy that the Demon Queen changed the way vampires were created. It wasn't a pain that you look at someone going through it and think that it's only fair that you go through it too. It's a pain where you look at that person and want to help them. I've never killed a human. But I have killed a monster. Back then, killing monsters wasn't something that was bad. It was honestly deserved. I was the young and impressionable daughter of a noble. I thought I had found the love of my life, but I was so wrong. I'll tell you what he did to me exactly while you're recovering from your third bite. For now, I'll leave it at he lured me to his home and proceeded to have his way with me. But it wasn't rape, no. I would have preferred that. That's all I'll say for now. Just rest, good boy.
Just squeeze my arm, and I'll stop when I feel your hand go limp. Just relax.
This way I can see how long you last. You aren't panicking as much. Good boy. Just relax. You're doing good. That's it. Don't fight the feeling of tiredness. Good boy. He almost lasted as long as I needed him to this time. I wonder if he did. He came just from me sucking his blood. There's no doubt in my mind that after he recovers, I'll be able to do this without him losing consciousness. He's almost mine. Sweet dreams. Are you waking up, dear? Good. You seem to be at peace. You rested your head against my breasts and held on to me. You had a bad dream. What was it about? Oh, poor dear. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I'm not doing this for my own gain. Well, at least not just for my gain. I'm doing this for you, dear. I'm trying to form a bond the right way. That man. I suppose I did promise to tell you what happened. Do you mind if I stroke your hair? It soothes me just as much as it soothes you. Thank you. After he lured me to his home, his demeanor seemed to change entirely. He was sadistic and had this sound to his voice that made my skin crawl. He told me that he had a way for me to live forever at his side. I backed up and told him that I didn't want to live forever. He asked why. And I told him I didn't want to watch the world that I fell in love with as it slowly withered away and became something new. I couldn't bear the thought. He said that he would break me until I cared not of the lesser beings in the world. He would break me until I learned to look down at the world and cared not for the changes. I remember him taking a step closer. And I backed up until my back was against the door. I tried to turn the lock, but the metal was as cold as ice. I looked back to see how far away he was, and I suddenly felt that cold feeling spread throughout my body. I couldn't move. All I could see were those crimson eyes. He grabbed me by the neck and forced me down. He shouted something, and figures emerged from the darkness. They approached as he dragged me to the center of the room. He had this knife, this dull stone knife that he cut my wrists with. He dipped his finger in the pooling blood and licked it, and then he dipped another finger in the blood and started to make a symbol around me. He spoke in a language that I didn't understand. It's something that still haunts my dreams. Am I stroking your hair with too much force? I'll stop. All right, I'll keep going. He ripped my clothes off and cast them aside. He sliced my skin with that knife, and the worst part was I couldn't scream. It was like a waking nightmare. All I could do was stare up and beg the Lord for this pain to stop. This carried on for a few moments before he stood up and looked towards the other figures. What he said next is something that is repeated in only my worst nightmares. He said, "We feast." They descended on me, biting, licking, sucking. It hurt so much. I don't know how long it lasted before he told them to stop. I felt nauseous and my chest hurt. The blood he had used to draw the symbol began to glow. The only warmth I had left was sucked from my body, and I felt like a living corpse. There was a pain in the front of my mouth as it was rearranged for the fangs that sprouted. I remember thinking in that panicked tone, "Why isn't there blood? Why am I not bleeding?" And then I felt nothing. I was able to move, but I didn't want to. At least not until he tried to kiss me. I threw him off me and ran home. Only it wasn't my home anymore. They saw the marks on my body. My own father said I was a monster. If I had not been his daughter, he would have ordered my execution the second he saw me. He threw a peasant's rags on me, and I looked up to him for the last time, asking for a weapon to kill the bastard who did this to me. He gave me a knife, but I dropped it. It burned my hand. I looked at it and saw the church's insignia engraved on the hilt. Of course. I grabbed the weapon once more and gritted my teeth long enough to fasten it to my clothing. I walked back to the bastard's house. He told me that the others were gone, and that we were free to truly become one. He then tried to hug me. With all the anger in the world, I grabbed the knife and jabbed it into his stomach. He fell, and I got on top of him. I stabbed and stabbed and stabbed until the screams had long since ceased. I dragged his broken body outside and used some heavy stones to hold his limbs down. I remember watching from the house as the sun came out that morning. Needless to say, no one ever came here after that. So, that's how that happened. Thank you. Those words mean a lot. You want me to bite you? Are you sure? Even after what I said, you still want to be mine? I love you too. All right, I'll get on top of you. Let me get your clothes off. I want to kiss you. You look so cute. I love you. Let me get my clothes off. There. Oh, you're so hard. I've been waiting so long for this. I can't wait any longer. Let me put you in. All right. Now I'll lean down and bite your neck. You won't pass out. I promise. Mm-hmm. I'll start moving, dear. You feel so good. The look you're giving me fills me with so much love. Your blood tastes amazing. I love your taste. I need more. I'm going to go faster. Just keep your arms wrapped around me. Just like that. Good boy. I can feel you bucking your hips into me. Does it feel good? I'm glad. You're doing so good. My good boy. I'm going to speed up. So good. I love you. I love you. I'm going to come. My dear, how are you doing? Tired? That's to be expected. But you did it. You didn't pass out this time. I'm so proud of you. I'll lie next to you. You feel so warm. No, don't move. Just let me hold you. That's it. Good boy. Let me stroke your hair. You've made me so happy. After staying out here for so long, I had almost given up hope of someone like you coming out here. Someone who needs to be protected and loved. Someone who needs to be kept away from evil people. I know there are no monsters like the man who forced my form onto me. But there are still people. Evil people. You were just a cute boy who wanted to get out of the rain. I couldn't allow you to leave. I need you. I need to know that you're safe. I don't want you to ever leave my arms. I want you to stay by my side. Forever. And my aura will do that. It's so much nicer than what that bastard did to me. As long as my soul exists, we will be together. I look forward to seeing you every morning. I love the taste of your blood, your skin, the sound of your voice, and the way you nuzzle against me. You're so sweet. I love you so much. Oh, he fell asleep. Good boy. When you wake up, I'll finally be able to show you around. Our life together can truly begin. I love you so much, husband.